chapter 1. If you're there, say amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for another day, for your blessings. And thank you, God, for all you've already done, for just a time of worship, God, to come together and just think about how good you are, God. God, I know we all got struggles. We all are going through hard times right now, God. Have your hand on us, and Lord, whatever's done, we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. This is probably one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. I want to preach just a little while on the thought, maybe it's not your season. Maybe it's not your season. We all want to be like this tree that the Bible describes here, Preacher Trevor. We all want to be like the tree, and I want to be like that tree, you know. But I want to kind of focus on that tree as I preach this message just a little bit. Number one, I want you to think about it. The Bible says that tree is planted. It's not a wild tree. It didn't just come up by happenstance. It is planted. Psalms 92, verse 13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God. That word planted right there comes from the Greek word to transplant or to plant. It's an idea of somebody taking the time to move a tree from one spot, David, to a better spot. I'm going to just shout right there and give y'all about 10 minutes to just have a fit. How many of y'all remember when God picked you up and moved you? Amen. Glory to God. Hey, he transplanted us. And when you were lost, you weren't productive at all. Understand something. This is an idea of someone moving it where it can be productive, and understand that. That's what God has done with us. He has planted us. It takes more care to transplant a tree than it does to plant a seed. And see, the thing about it is, God is God. He made all the trees anyhow. But understand something. When God saved you, he plucked you up out of this old world and planted you by a river, planted you by a place where you can be productive, planted you by a place where you can do something for him. This tree is planted. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 21. The people also shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Y'all remember who planted you are? Who planted you where you're at tonight? Amen. It's not only planted, but it's nourished. It's cared for by the one that planted it. Understand, so I'm going to take a little sidetrack right here. I don't have a green thumb. My wife's got a green thumb. She takes after her grandmother. She can grow anything, pretty much. How many of y'all ladies would say you do not have a green thumb? Raise your hand. Most of y'all know my wife. Let me tell you something. God has got a green thumb. God don't have no problem nourishing everything he plants. Glory to God. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you something. When God planted you, he planted you in the right spot. He planted you at the right depth. He planted you in the right season. He planted you in the right place. And you understand something. He nourishes us. The Bible says in Luke chapter 13, he spake also a parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought the fruit thereon and found none. And he said unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit from this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cometh it to ground? And he answering said to him, Lord, let it alone this year also till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. If not, then after we shall cut it down. Can't you see Jesus talking to God about you? Can't you just see God said, I wonder if Dallas hadn't been productive for me lately. And Jesus said, hold on, let me just nourish him a little bit. Let me work with him a little bit more. Hey, we've all been through that season where we didn't feel like we had any fruit. But I'm telling you right now, God knows what he's doing. He's got you in the right spot.
Glory to God. Glory. Bless his name.
We need to get this to some preachers. What's the old saying about the flower bloom where you planted? Got too many preachers that they feel like they're not being productive anymore, and they feel like they want to move, and they want to leave, and they want to move, and they want to leave. Let me tell you something. Sometimes God's got you right where you need to be. And if you'll let him, he'll flourish you. He'll nourish you. Understand that. We got to understand. We don't understand why we go through some of the things. Maybe you're tonight thinking, well, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. Verse 3 says that the tree was planted by the rivers of water. Amen. That word rivers out right there. Now listen now. You can't make this stuff up. Comes from the Greek word peleg. It means basically an irrigation river. Y'all hear what I said? That means he planted you. And if the water wasn't there, he dug a ditch to get the water to you. He knows what he's doing. You were planted, and Jesus brought the river to you. John chapter 4, verse 14. For whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be like a well of water springing forth into everlasting life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He planted you there. Not only is it planted, not only is it nourished, this tree will bear fruit. Amen. It will bear fruit. Psalm 92, verse 14, then they that shall sing shall bring forth fruit in an old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Let me read that again. They shall still bring forth fruit in an old age. It ain't got nothing to do about how old you are. I'm talking about sometimes the best fruit comes from the oldest trees, amen. And that ought to be our goal as Christians, to be that tree that bears fruit in an old age, Josh, where people will say, hey, they've been bearing fruit for a long time, and they're sweeter now than they were 20 years ago. We ought to be those shining examples to these young people and to these youngins growing up, that they see how it's done. It will bear fruit. Not only is it planted and nourishing, it's going to bear fruit. Psalms 15, to show the Lord upright, he is my rock. There's none unrighteous in him. Everybody don't bear the same kind of fruit. Amen. Understand that. Everybody don't bear the same kind of fruit. Everybody is not a great witnesser. I guess you could say it. Probably one of the best I've ever seen in my life was Scoopy Miller. Scoopy could talk to a stop sign and argue with it too when he wanted to. Amen. Y'all know I'm right. Don't y'all get quiet on me. He could talk to anybody. Everybody ain't like that. Some people make better workers. Some people make better, but we all bear fruit. Everybody's not going to be a deacon, and everybody's not going to be a teacher, and everybody's not going to be able to stand up and fill the pulpit when the preacher's not here. But David does. Everybody's not going to be able to sing like Robert Lloyd. Everybody's not going to be able to be a deacon and lead the choir and have the voice. And Robert can start singing sometimes, and you can just feel the presence of God come in. Everybody don't do that. But everybody bears fruit. Every last one of us. We're all bearing fruit, some kind or another, because that's the tree. This tree is planted, it's nourished, it brings forth fruit, and its leaf shall not wither. That's what the Bible says. That word wither there comes from the Greek word to fail away or to faint or to fade away. And my Bible kind of gives the word wilt. In other words, when we're saved and we're planted, verse 1 and 2 says we'll be like that tree. Come on. Now listen, here's the meat of the message. Get to the meat of the message. We're coming into springtime. Amen. I love springtime. Amen. I had an old man one time, Brother Tommy, told me, he said, son, you watch them pecan trees. He said, when you see that pecan tree start to bud and get turn green, cold weather's over. And from that time to this time, I started watching it. And pretty much that is the truth. But just like with the tree, It said your leaf shall not, but it didn't say that in the season it wouldn't get dry. In the wintertime, most of our trees around here, they shed their leaves. In the dead of wintertime, you can look at a tree and you don't know if it's alive or dead. We all go through that. Every last one of us goes through that. Every last one of us, maybe it ain't your season. We're going to bear fruit. We all have seasons that we have to go through. Some of the seasons are great. We love it when we had a banana tree, and that thing the first year that thing got it, David, it probably got 16, 17 foot tall, had big old leaves, and had nothing else on it. I dug it up, preacher, and I put it under my house so it wouldn't freeze. And I planted that banana tree back out, Brother Robert, the next year. It was probably 6, 7 foot tall when I planted it. That thing grew and had a bunch of bananas come on it. This past year now, me and my wife said, well, you know, the bananas, they were very good, but they were very delicious. I said, but that's a lot of work digging that thing up, putting it under the house. And I said, we'll just leave it out there and let it come back next year. It's about that high now because the winter killed it. It's coming back. Maybe you're in the wintertime right now. And it don't feel like there's no fruit. It don't feel like there's no production. It feels like that everything's just against you. But I can promise you one thing. Spiritually, the summertime's coming. I looked out there a couple months ago, Mickey, and there was nothing green at that banana tree. That banana tree was just a pile of leaves and just brown stuff. There's 2 or 3 little banana trees coming up beside it. Maybe it ain't your season right now. And I know we got folks in the church right now. I know we got folks in the church right now that's hurting, going through hard times. We all do. We all do. And the fact of the matter is, Mike, next week might be my winter time. And next week might be your time to bear fruit. Next week might be Preacher Thad's winter time. And next week might be David's time to bear fruit. What season are you in right now? It don't matter what season you're in. The Bible says that you were planted, that you've been nourished. He has watered you. And just because it might not feel like you're bearing fruit right now, don't mean that you're not going to bear fruit. Amen. Just might not be your season. Chucky, next week might be your season. Brother Ralph, next week might be your season. We're going to go through dry times, folks. That's life. Some of y'all don't remember when you was lost. Some of y'all been saved a long time. You don't remember when you was lost. But you know what, Mickey? When you was lost, you had hard times too. When we was lost, we had troubles too. Y'all remember when you was lost? People died. Amen. People got sick. But my Lord, when you was lost, you didn't have nobody to call on. But now we do.
What a beautiful man.
I don't know who this is for tonight, but I know we all got seasons. Churches have seasons. Amen. I'm just being honest. Churches have seasons. Right now, it feels like our church is in the springtime again. We're growing. We got a lot of stuff going on. God's moving, and I love it. I love it. That excites me as the pastor. But next week, I might be in a dry spell, and I might need you. And that's why we're here for each other. Amen. I want you to bow your heads. Preacher Thad, come and just play something.